Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Clan Radio, powered by Wellwood Communications, a 5-3 win for Brayhead Clan over Edinburgh Capitals tonight. With me, the scorer of one of the goals, Jacob Doughty. Jacob, you needed that, didn't you?
Yeah. We needed that win very badly. It's just nice to get on our 2 feet here, and hopefully we can keep this rolling.
I've heard the words important and must wins that described for this game after the run you've been on. Is that what was said in the locker room?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think it need to be said. I think it was known, and no one needed to say it. It was a pretty known thing, and we came out and did that, and we got to keep that rolling into tomorrow.
You got the third goal for the Clan, an important goal it was too. It just seemed to fall for you.
Yeah, Peaks and I kind of ran a good forecheck, and he made a great play, and I was then all alone, and was fortunate enough to open him up and go 5-hole there. So that one felt good, and it came at a good time in the game, and most importantly, we got that win, and that's what matters.
The way that opened up, I mean, it's like almost like a psychological battle right there and then. You don't have time to think about it, do you?
Right. No, absolutely. I had a little bit of time, kind of have a couple things that run through your mind, and I had a couple moves I was thinking of, and fortunately I went with the right one.
Now, you guys didn't play well last week. I think that's probably a fair comment to make. How much did you need that for the fans more than anything tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. They're a big part of what we're trying to do here, and that's a known when you come here, you're expected to do well, and fair enough. It's we want to do well, obviously, and you don't want to put those kind of performances like we had last weekend at home. Like, that's never good. You don't want them on the road, obviously, either, but it's even bigger at home. And so tonight, to be able to come out and get a win in front of those guys, I think they are starting to get back behind us. I don't know if they ever left us, obviously, but it was definitely a big win tonight.
Was it a bit of a worry the way Edinburgh came back? They got two goals in the third period, closed it to one at one point.
Yeah, it got a little slippery for sure. We had three guys in the box at one point. We were, I believe, a full minute, full 2 minute, 5-on-3.
Yeah.
I think they scored twice on it, yep. Maybe. And that to get it back within one, that's, we really had to sink in and get the job done. Unfortunately, we did that.
Tough one tomorrow, Fife. You owe them one after last week, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. They came in here and kind of ran us out of our own rink, so it's unacceptable by us, but obviously we've put that in our rearview mirror, and we're looking forward to tomorrow and see if we can return the favour.
You've not played there yet. What have the guys that have played there, what have they told you about what to expect tomorrow?
From what I've heard, it's pretty wild, and they're right on top of you, and I've heard there's no glass between the bench and the fans or something, and I've heard it's quite the experience, so I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure other guys are as well.
Good stuff, Jacob. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.